Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
How's everybody doing?
We good.
Great.
Great.
Oh, Halloween.
Oh, yes. It's great to see five sets of breasts here.
Oh, man. Don't do my bae.
Oh, man.
But I love him. I love your bae, okay?
Get your manly hands off of me.
Well, somebody.
I knew it was coming.
Here.
I knew it was coming.
He had to bring it back.
My hands are abnormally large.
They are.
And I can never, like, date dudes.
She didn't need
hands.
You.
Small hands, man.
Let me see your
hand. He had to really drive it home.
Oh, yeah. My hands are almost bigger than the ears.
That is true.
I bet you could slap the shit out of somebody.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God.
You know, yeah. Isn't it becoming an official sport?
Yeah.
Slap boxing.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, yes. Like UFC is sponsoring that now,
yes.
Or something.
Yes.
I saw UFC.
I went professional, guys.
Yeah, I saw
branding around.
This chick had smacked this other chick, and the other chick that got smacked, she just laughed at it. I was like, oh, that bitch is not to be playing with.
Oh, no.
She's laughing at violence, and she's encouraging it.
Yeah.
She's like,
all she had to do was just stand there and just be like, okay, cool. No,
she laughed. And they were reaching all the way back to
they
the gods.
Do.
Oh, yeah.
Now,
and
powder on their hand too.
Mm-hmm. You see the biggest man.
Yeah,
okay.
It was a black chick and a white chick. She reached back so far, her arm turned black and white. I was like, she reached back to civil rights before she went smacked this white girl. I was like, that is disrespectful, right?
Yeah.
There.
All the answers.
How do they like announce it? They're like, she's reached all the way back. You see, all five fingers
they
are slightly separated.
They say winding up, I think.
Yeah.
Right.
But you know they're going to figure out how to do like the...
that slow-mo got to be
30K. What is it, the angles and stuff?
Mm. Right.
Because anytime they learn,
that's what they spend their time practicing.
Yep, anytime.
Your angle was 3.25 degrees off.
They're going to do the shit like Matrix. Remember the Matrix when they had the cameras going around?
Oh,
Trinity.
That's going to be amazing.
His last slap.
That's going to be amazing.
His last slap was 180 degrees, but this was 92. Like, he must be getting tired.
To,
like, that's
sports.
How they're going to start talking about it.
I like it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm ball for the vibe.
They need slap for hires. Be like, listen, I need...
I saw you on ESPN. You are amazing. Are you available tomorrow?
Slap for hire.
My baby father.
Jesus, watch out, fellas. It's coming.
That'll be the thing that end gun violence.
I gotta slap it out.
You gotta slap it on 76 in Normandy.
Yeah. Oh my God, that's probably amazing.
I feel like
gratification.
That's much more satisfying
to have
to slap somebody.
Oh, man.
Yes.
Yep.
Then
and
that works if you miss a little bit.
That's the point taken off. That's the point taken off.
Slapping the face or slapping the ass when you miss
she
it.
She touched the chin.
It's disrespectful.
Yeah, it's the worst.
I've definitely smacked fans' ass before. I was like, that wasn't a good one.
I know.
Yeah. Like, let me start off. I'd be like, okay,
rewind. It is the worst. Especially depending on, because I have more under booty, so I hate when they slap it on top. I'm like, ooh,
that's your back. That's your back. That's assault. If they smack it on top, that's assault, right? Right there. Nobody's just smacking the top of the head.
Because I have a low butt crack. Yeah. It's a weird situation.
Wait,
yeah, I have a very low
Kevin
butt.
Would kill for your butt crack. Kev got a high crack.
Yes.
He's cut high, as he always
says. It's up between his shoulder blades.
It's right under his shoulder blades.
It's very high. But mine's is the opposite of that. And no lie, right when I seen Bean, I did lift up her butt to see if she had my crack. And
no.
She do. And I'm so sad.
I'm
so sad. Her dad
she's going to kill some low-rise jeans, though.
Yeah.
You got to worry about her crack ever being out.
Trying
to be like, oh, I got my low jeans, mama.
Ah,
are they low?
She gonna kill some low rise jeans, child.
Oh I'm telling you.
I hate that so much.
I've been thinking, I've had ass my whole life, and I've hated it. There's nothing I can do about it. It's a normal crack, but that ass is ridiculous.
Even when you was like super skinny?
I ain't never been skinny. I've always been husky. But I always
feel like you were skinny at one point. I mean,
yeah, I see some
back in your, back in your teens.
I got a picture
stuff.
Of us going, you look super, well, shit, I looked 100 pounds lighter because I was, but we just, the old school pictures, all of us.
That's
what I'm from
the,
Why was I 13 years?
Was that when we went to the bay, right?
Oh, yes.
And I had on the gray and red Scully and scarf?
Yep, it was that one and the one outside of the improv, the Halloween one. That's all of us is in that picture.
The word.
CT is hella skinny, BT, so everybody is
We got
thin.
Old and fat.
Everybody was spelling their name with lowercase letters.
30 pounds.
You know, I feel like it was a curse on that picture. Everybody who was there.
Everybody blew up.
Somebody cursed that picture.
Right.
Everybody and something was a camera or something. Something was wrong. You're cursed.
Blue. Weak character.
I feel you, girl.
That's
hard. Metabolism slow.
We was running around hitting three clubs a night. Now I'd be like, I'll call off right now.
Right.
I got one club and I will call in right now. I can't make it. Why not? My pants.
No explanation.
My refrigerator running.
My kid. I got slapped.
My kid alive.
Anything. I ain't gonna make it.
It's air outside. I can't think I can really drive in that air right there.
We can afford food now.
That is true.
That is true. Niggas.
We can afford apartments without.
Niggas was going to Denny's.
Without,
we be in Denny's
all
night long getting a free coffee and ordering off that 246 menu.
Yes.
$20 on that 246 menu is a buffet, nigga. Yes.
And everybody just sharing. All right,
family style. Niggas eating family style at Denny's. That's how you know you broke when you eating
family style
at Denny's.
At Denny's.
Yes. It was lit.
Or high as fuck.
Yeah,
also
that. I'll be honest with you. I was hella bougie because I hated Denny's. I was more of an IHOP man.
You were. And we would have to rock, paper, scissors and go through shit for IHOP. It's a couple of you. CT, some of y'all are real bougie.
Nah, CT always liked Denny's. I was the only one that really liked
it. Yeah, it was one other person with IHOP. I don't know if it was
It might have been Tangerine. Tangerine liked IHOP too.
Yes.
But I was like, Denny's.
Yeah, you would.
See, and I was never an IHOP person.
You just as broke as everybody else talking about some
Denny's. I wasn't, though. I pretended to be broke so I could fit in. But no.
I was, but I'm
shit. So. It's like you got a dad in the neighborhood and nobody else got a dad. You're like, oh, you got no dad.
Who can bring in the pink away? You mom and daddy.
My uncle. My daddy brother. He look out for the family. My daddy died.
Dang. You done killed a good father.
Right.
Trying to fit in.
My friends came to your wedding mad as fuck. That nigga told me they had no daddy.
My nigga's best friend since third grade.
I'm going to, thank my dad for sure. My uncle.
That
I hated Denny's. I always have, still do. Ancient change. I am an IHOP man through and through.
I do like IHOP more.
That pancakes
like
be fire.
No, maybe that was IHOP.
Denny's had the moons over Miami, which was fire. But outside of that, it wasn't much more.
That bird breakfast sandwich.
I have had some good sandwiches. I like
Denny's chicken strips back in the day. Those were fire. They're nachos. It's a lot
of stuff.
The nachos
are good. That's always
the fries was straight. They had the fat fries with like the ruffle.
See, I don't ever do real food at IHOP. Like, I can't.
You just
eat only breakfast. I don't go past second page on the menu.
Denny got the skillets.
And I'm not a breakfast person, so I skip right past all that most of the time. I'd be like, I'll taste one of your pancakes. I don't need a whole plate of pancakes.
I'm not a pancake.
I love pancakes. I just got into waffles. At first, it was just pancakes. I used to cook breakfast. It was all pancakes. I was selling pancake batter. Giving away to people and shit like that.
You should not have been, because one time he made pancakes and he used baking soda instead of baking powder.
Oh, no.
And then y'all had crack.
Crack cakes.
Yeah, crack.
I was like, it tastes different.
And then he was like, I don't know what. And I'm like, well, we won't have gas for a week.
Oh, that's
oopsie.
Right. Just burping and farting off of pancakes.
That was my fault. I take that one.
You didn't have your glasses on?
I did. I probably was a little drunk.
He didn't know what he was doing
kitchen. It's very possible. I gave up all of my, you move in together, you get rid of your stuff, you decide who stays and who shit goes. I gave her all the shit because I knew she was going to be in the kitchen more than me.
You just gave it to her.
I just let you have the space.
Y'all
right
both
there.
Cook a lot, though, right?
She cooks. I stopped cooking for the most part. I cooked for survival. Once she got there with the kid, I was like, well, she going to make sure the kid eats.
She going to have to cook.
Bye, Caitlin.
She can't cook.
That's true. Because it'd be some days in the morning, I'd be like, can I just make Mavs one egg? And I got to make my fiance's food. It's annoying.
That's why I'm not never getting another relationship. I'm so happy I'm not with my baby father. Do you know, I don't have to cook. I don't want to do nobody else's laundry.
I'm thinking about that.
Cook. I don't want to do all the dishes. I don't know why there's so many dishes
about
with a man.
My relationship before him, I lived with a guy. I still did not wash his clothes. I washed me and my daughter's not him. I cooked for me and my daughter, not him. And I was like, I was not committed.
My baby father was paying
was
the bills.
The
I got. I'm doing all this.
I'm going to wash these clothes.
That's very true. She was the problem.
Yeah.
Well, listen, this is a perfect place for us to kick off the episode, man. Welcome back to another episode of Squadcast Versus. Again, we have a lot of guests in the house, beautiful guests in the house. To my immediate left, have my queen, okay, my baby mama. You know what I'm saying? We got Farron Morn in the house. We also got Candace Renee. We got Kenesha Buss. And then with OG Squad, we got me and Meg Scoop in the building. We're going to jump right into this first topic right after this.
It's a new year and a new you, so give yourself a fresh start. MyBookie. Whether you bet to earn or to make the games more exciting, MyBookie gives you the most for your money with their redesigned deposit bonus. Just use that promo code SQUAD, SQUAD, on a deposit of $50 or more to receive cash bonuses instantly to your MyBookie account. Using this bonus is simple. Bet your deposit amount just once and you're ready to cash out. It's no strings attached with MyBookie. Bet on the NFL, UFC, or play for a share of big cash prizes in the weekly online blackjack tournaments. With so many brands to choose from, you need a platform that makes it simple to bet and win, like MyBookie. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.
First topic of the day, we have, would you rather ride a motorcycle everywhere versus drive an 18-wheeler everywhere?
18-wheeler.
Damn, just out the gate like that.
Out the gate. I can't drive nothing with no lid on it. I'm not about to just be exposed. I'm like, you get hit on that motorcycle, it's a wrap. I dare one of y'all to hit me in my 18-wheeler. Man. Oh, shit, what was that? A nigga on a motorcycle?
Got a nigga on a motorcycle?
She ran over that nigga like a speedboat. I did not immediately think of that.
Hell no.
I was worried. Funny. I was like, man, motorcycle, all the elements, it's going to rain on you. It's going to be hot.
I'm
afraid. Like, you just going to have bed head all the time. I'm thinking about that, but you are right. You will crash and die on that. But
that's
drivers
crazy.
Of 18-wheelers be good.
They good.
Right. Yeah. They do be hitting everybody, everything.
Yes.
I remember one time, my mom, we lived in East St. Louis, but she worked in St. Louis and I went to school in St. Louis. And one time we were going across the Poplar Street Bridge, which is a bridge that connected basically St. Clair County, East St. Louis, to St. Louis, right? Just went over to Mississippi. But this bridge splits into like three highways. You can go to like Highway 70, you can go to 40, or you can go to 44. So we were about to get on Highway 70, going on this entrance ramp right here, and this tractor trailer hit my mom, right? And kind of dragged our car. We in a Ford Probe. Dragged the car a little bit and just kept going, right?
What?
And so my mama, Emma Jean McComb, being who she is, fuck that! Swerves around and starts following the truck, blowing the horn at the truck. We followed this truck for an hour.
What?
The truck gets off the highway, turns around, gets back on the highway, goes to Cahokia, where all of those plants were in Cahokia. She pulls up behind the car. I know you heard me blowing my horn. He's like, I didn't hear nothing. He's like, you heard something? My mom's going off. I'm in the car seat like, you finna sock her. I get out the car. They both yell at me, get in the car. I'm like, right.
Oh, shit.
He swore up and down he didn't feel her hitting him. I mean, he didn't feel him hitting her.
Do you think that's true? Didn't.
I have no
he
idea.
I believe it.
That's because the things are so big.
Right. Because what hit us was the trailer, not the actual truck.
Yo, I get it. What's an hour? Because death is permanent. Like, so what's an hour out of my day to just...
Okay. Yeah.
Fuck that insurance don't be playing. I got to get your license registered. Right. I need my money.
And what company do you work for? Like, I'm mad at them too.
Like, she pulled up to the job.
Wow. She pulled up. She followed this man to Cahokia.
Yeah, man. You got to.
Yeah, she was crazy. Look, that was a crazy time. I would go tractor trailer because I can take a nap.
Oh, but what you driving?
No, it's a cab in the back. If you got an 18-wheeler, you got the 18-wheeler. Huh? You can pull over. I'm just saying you can pull over. Yeah.
Oh, okay. But parking's better with a motorcycle. Yeah. You have nowhere to park. You have to park a mile away.
And I'm half Asian, so I already.
I'm glad you said it.
You need to get on the bus.
You can say that.
Now that she said it, now it's free game for everybody else to see it. Please don't give her
anything. You know what? But the crazy part is because I'm black, too, it's the my bad driving skills don't look like Asian people's driving skills.
It just look like you drunk.
It's like instead of, you know, Asian
you just look like a woman.
Slow, aggressive. Maybe like this. I'm going really fast. Okay? That's the black side coming in, right? It's still bad driving.
Yeah, I believe it.
Just love black.
That lane switching.
Me and Meg got pulled over while she was driving
up.
Time.
Why can't I tell people this?
No. Nobody needs to know this. We in L.A. We coming from like South Central. And man was like, I'm finna get in this carpool lane. I was like, you gotta wait till the line break. So I ain't gotta wait for no line break. Vroom, gets over, the cop was like, immediately. Immediately pulled her over. Meg pulled over. She was like, I don't care. Just little fix the ticket. I don't care. I'm gonna get this bus down. She was like, how much is this? She was like, $500. She was like, first time she was quiet the whole time.
The whole last of my body. Yeah. Like, $500.
Let me tell you something. My hands were right here the whole time because this is like with all Philando Castillo, all this shit's going on. So I'm like, yo, like, don't give them a reason. Please don't send them crazy to them.
No, I don't
she wasn't. She was. She
was.
She
like,
wasn't.
I'm gonna assist you.
It's like, nigga, bitch broke the law. She pulled over like she didn't know why she was getting pulled over. What seems to be the problem?
You do. That's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah. And then the line
asked you, but
like, I have the worst part of this story.
Did I?
The worst part of the story is that the line broke like maybe 200 feet before.
All you had to do
was wait like 2 seconds.
And she had waited literally 5 seconds.
That's why they right there right before.
That's why they right there.
Man,
you know somebody
chill.
Like Meg gonna do some shit like
listen,
that.
Listen, he pulled up. No, he was in the same lane with us, right? He was just a car, two cars back. So when she broke the line, he's like, gotcha, bitch. And it happens to the best of it. I remember one time we were coming from a company dinner for her. And I saw a badass jacket in the window at Banana Republic in Pasadena. It's like Old Town Pasadena. I was driving, oh, shit. I that shit live. I'm at a red light. I bust the three-point U-turn, like, boom, right here, bag it up, and then go off. As I'm turning, like, the beginning U-turn, I see the cop. I said, oh, shit, it's too late. There's nothing I can do. This motherfucker made the turn with me and immediately pulled me over. $500 for a U-turn in downtown.
Downtown Pasadena.
Downtown Pasadena.
Oh, yeah.
They charge $500 for everything. $500
for
red light tickets. I got two.
$500. I got one of those in Santa Monica, and it definitely wasn't $500.
Man, yeah, Pasadena play by different rules.
I got a red light ticket in Culver City. Yeah, and it was not $500.
Yes, it is. Mine was $500 in Culver City and the one in Beverly Hills.
No, they thought it was you, Kenesha. They was like, oh, it's too many infractions. You said Kenesha.
No, mine was $500. Mine was $285. It wasn't cheap. Yeah, but it wasn't $500.
Baron was getting tickets left and right and not telling me about it, right? The shit would get mailed home because she's in that carpool lane on the 110. Without the speed pass.
What? You didn't have the little
Okay. So your first few times doing it, they just send you what the toll is. Yeah. And it's like, oh, that's cool. Right. But then they was like, no, bitch, you're not finna keep doing this.
So it was
like, now you gotta pay a fine and you gotta pay the toll. And it was like, oh, I thought.
Damn. Usually, too.
I get it. I thought
my
that,
bad.
Too.
I
but
my
they
bad.
Will get rid of all the tickets if you go by the fast track. Yeah, it says that you will. Because when I got my new car, I left my dealer plates on for 2 years because I was doing Uber. And so I was in Fast Track and I would just pull my visor down because I don't know if they had face recognition. And I would, so there is a pile every day, 20, 30 times, of me just lifting up with the visor down. And it just says Hollywood Toyota. Just, somebody is waiting to get my ass, you hear me, for 2 years.
Wow.
And I always pull a visor down.
Wow.
For 2 years.
That is somebody at Hollywood Toyota.
A hustler,
right.
Y'all.
I know they got that at Hollywood Toyota. Like, whose titties are these?
Who anybody recognize these titties?
Who?
For 2 years.
Anybody recognize these titties?
Oh, my and that's God. 20, 30 times a day doing Uber. So, I mean, it's
just
stacked.
Think. Wow. Some young person go coming there and be like, them look like titties fall deaf.
They got me up
titties,
on the
they don't recognize
them. Them is all deaf titties, I'm
like,
sure.
Like this. Oh, shit.
That's her. You You recognize this shit? Yeah, that's me. That's me.
Oh, man, that's too bad.
Good time. Woo.
Damn, that's dangerous. Yeah. Don't play with cops.
Some of those 18-wheelers are really, like, decked out, too. Like, I'm into that shit. Like, my cousin used to drive 18-wheelers when I was in high school. And, like, his was, like, okay. But, like, one of his homeboys, he had, like, two TVs in it. He had a sound system and that shit. Like, because they live in that shit, essentially.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. So far.
On the road for so long, like, they really customize it, man. That shit, hey, give me that 18-wheeler. Yeah. Plus, motorcycles, like, they're cool and shit, but, like, I'm a little scared.
Yeah. And it don't look good if you kind of thick on there. It don't. That's why I don't want to be on there, because I just feel like you was y'all kind of muffin top.
Yeah.
Ass crack, everything.
Listen, me, Clayton, and Dion all have similar hips. And at one time, CT had a little scooter and he was riding around.
Yes! And I forgot about the scooter.
I said, if me and this nigga ride next to each other on this scooter, we look like those pigs off the Michael Jackson movie. Oh. When they were chasing Michael Jackson.
Oh, my God.
You know?
I know exactly.
Oh, my God. So bro. Stupid.
Oh, my God.
Animation.
Yo. Bro. When he got the scooter, I'm like, hey, what you doing with this, bro? He's like, nigga, get on gas. I'm like, it's not good on your ass.
That's the thing.
Oh, my gosh. Oh.
And it was bad because Nate called him a chocolate hip cookie. And I
finished.
I remember that. I remember that. Nathaniel Jackson called Clayton a chocolate hip cookie.
My gosh. Because of the scooter?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
A chocolate hip cookie?
I'll never forget
I
that.
I love that. So
we got to fight in front of your mama. We have to fight in front of your mama. And if she jump in, she gets socked out too. She better know how to squabble because everybody getting socked out on the damn
home.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, shit.
Oh, Lord.
Hip cookie?
Yep.
Oh, shit.
That activated my emphysema.
Mine is
give
in
me
my purse.
Let me get a hit of your inhaler.
Woo! Yo, I was not expecting that.
I was not ready.
Funny.
Right.
Years ago, too.
Chocolate hip cookie?
God.
Nate crazy.
That is just good, right?
It's good.
That's funny.
It's good.
Jesus. Stop yawning. Did the thought of cookies make you feel?
No, that cough.
Look at my nose. My nose is
laughing. At, I mean, it took me out. I choked that cough. At the same time. A lot of exertion.
Well, I feel like you explain this stuff to your husband now. At this point.
Shit.
Oh, that was a lot of work.
Exactly.
Yo. Yo, I was not ready for that one. That
y'all,
shit. You
really
said it so
today.
Casually, the way you
right.
Slid it in.
Yeah.
Like, that shit was
like
going.
You could have missed it.
Like, that shit
was
no slack. Yeah. That shit knocked niggas out the box.
Nigga, they caught him a chocolate
hit cookie. Wait, hey, hold up. What? Hold up.
Wait, why?
Bring it back. Say it again. That's going to be
awesome.
Yes. That shit is genius.
Yo.
Glorious.
Yo, Nate is funny, man.
Man.
Nathaniel. That's one of my favorite names. Nathaniel.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
So Nathaniel. I think it's the funny one of the funniest names
I love
to
how
say.
You say. You have to say Nathaniel.
You have to say it like that.
Yes.
Nathaniel.
Nathaniel.
Every time.
I love that.
Nathaniel.
Fuck
just
the
L on the
end,
too.
Yeah. Right. Nathaniel.
Nathaniel.
So disrespectful. Such an old name. You born as an uncle from Nathaniel.
Nathaniel.
You are absolutely an uncle when you're born as a Nathaniel.
And a Gertrude.
Gertrude.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
You born a grandmother.
My mom used to call me Gertrude when I was little because she said I reminded her of some old lady she grew up with.
Oh, man.
So when I was a little kid, she used to legit call me Gertrude.
That is
you
crazy.
Do give me mature vibes.
Yeah. Who
look at T.
Adult me is a child.
She's a
child. But
right.
A child me was an adult.
That's hilarious.
She is a
child. Oh, you Benjamin Button. You Benjamin Button.
I am.
From the moment she wake up and her feet touch the ground, she is starting shit.
I am ready.
She'll say
to
some
slick
shit and I'll come back. She'll be like, I'm sorry. I don't know.
It's not your fault. I'm sorry. It's me. It's
I walk away and she's like, I meant to say that. I hear it. So I wait at the door for her to say this shit. It happened last night. She landed in the bed naked right out of the gate. I was like, yo, you need to do something. She was like, shut up. I'll do that shit when I want to do that shit. Who you talking to? I'm sorry. I don't know why I said that. I saw her walking out the room and I hear a bubble on the bed. I said, fuck you. I didn't say anything. And I act like I'm walking out the door, open up the door. She's like, I'm not sorry. I meant to say anything.
And the whole time his ass was still standing there and I just didn't see him.
Oh, shit. She laid on the bed. I just walk up and slap the back of her foot, the bottom of her foot. She's an idiot. She's an idiot.
I love it.
I do.
Oh, look how much support you have.
So sweet.
That's support you have. They say they love it as far as they love you being a fool.
Yeah, thank you for supporting me then.
I'm sick of it. Let's put it to a vote.
What was the topic?
The topic is which one?
Motorcycle.
Why motorcycle?
I move too fast. I need to get. I'm like a New Yorker. I just have to get. I gotta get to where I'm going fast, and I just.
Yeah, because your ass don't ever sit still.
No, I gotta get there.
I was like, I booked Candace for this episode. She was like, yeah, I love to do it. I just gotta be out by 2:30. What? I got a flight. She said, my fast ass got a flight somewhere.
Why is our flight the same
time? We have the same
too.
Flight time. Really?
Really? Yeah, see, fast ass.
I was like, I'm gonna be there, but I gotta leave by 3 because my fast ass is going somewhere. And he just laughed like, all right.
You be cute in a little motorcycle outfit too.
Little piece of leather, whatever.
That's why I wanted to lean towards motorcycle. But it's gonna mess up my hair all the time. So it's like I gotta commit to braids or something.
Yeah, you gotta have a committed hairstyle for that.
Yeah, but then I'm gonna be so cute.
But I always have really big hair.
No, you just keep your wig under the seat. So when you get out, I would keep a wig under the seat.
Ma'am, I'm not pulling up to the function on my tricycle, pulling dust in my wig off.
So when are you walking to the venue with your helmet on? I'll be right out.
Man said park around the corner and then put the wig on there.
It's the wig that had a headband. So you just push
the comb in.
There you go. But think about it. Even like really nice functions, you gotta ride a motorcycle. So you in a ball gown.
Oh, that'd be dope though, girl. Yeah. You gotta be on Instagram and be like, what you doing?
Till that dress get caught up in that damn tight. Right. Your ass look like a goat.
You get there, you got all types of motorcycle oil all over the body.
You gotta ride it to the hospital. You gotta ride it to the drive through.
Always smelling like outdoors.
But that also means you gotta take the 18-wheeler through the drive through too, though.
Or you gotta park every time you just want some egg rolls from Jack in the Box.
Yeah, I can do that.
Let's put it to a vote. What are we going with? Y'all going with the motorcycle or the 18-wheeler?
Candace said motorcycle.
18 all day.
Motorcycle.
18-wheeler.
Motorcycle.
All right. Well, looks like. Well, what did you say?
Motorcycle.
And what did you say?
You know, I'm on the 18s.
And you said? Motorcycle.
Oh, well, the motorcycles have it on this one. Vroom, vroom. Yeah. Just that brave.
We'll just be.
Yeah. I'll be safe on 4 wheels. Actually, 18.
18 wheels. No
wheels. You understand me?
Gas high as hell. But
right. Oh my God. We're going to jump right into this next topic right after this.
This episode of Squadcast is sponsored by Blue Chew. Let's talk about sex. Guys, should you always be at your best? 2023 is the year to maximize your performance in the bedroom. Listen up. BlueChew.com, baby. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra, but in chewable tablets at a fraction of the cost. You can take them at any time, day or night, so you can plan ahead or be ready whenever the opportunity arises. The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive a prescription within days. The best part? It's all done online. So no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in the line at the pharmacy. BlueChew tablets are made in the USA and prepared and shipped direct to your door in a discreet package. So don't be that guy that says, you know, I don't need it. I'm good. You don't know until you try it, okay? You could be missing out on some of the best sex of your life. Blue Chew wants to help you have better sex. Discover your options at BlueChew.com. Chew it and do it. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code SQUAD, S-Q-U-A-D-D, at checkout. Just pay $5 for shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code SQUAD, S-Q-U-A-D-D, to receive your first month free. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for being our sponsor of the podcast.
Next topic of the day we have, would you rather carry all of your possessions wherever you go versus having to buy new possessions as needed?
Examples.
So, like, carry all of your soap, deodorant, towels, shirts, shoes.
A whole bag? Because most of
the all of your stuff with you. Basically like in a shopping cart. Like,
you got your yearbook.
All of your possessions with you at all times, or just like, just buy stuff as needed. Like, y'all, I need a new shirt. Just go buy a new shirt.
With the income that I currently have.
Yes, let's say with the
income. Do we have unlimited funds?
No, the income that you currently have.
You have to always buy stuff.
First of all, do you know how hard it is to find cute plus size shit? I would just have to carry all my shit. Girl,
you're like a fashion doll.
Man, no. You don't understand. Hey, listen. It's no, hell no. It's so hard. I hate shopping as it is. Nah. I think I'm going to have to carry my shit.
In a cart?
Like everything you own?
Like you gonna
or
have
your basics.
Like you gonna have 3 or 4 shopping carts zip tied together.
Oh, shit.
You gonna look like a Target employee pushing the shopping cart.
You know what? Fuck it. I just ain't gonna be cute. House dresses and dresses. Every Walmart. Where the moo-moos? Because there ain't no way.
Absolutely.
I'm taking it back to 2005. I'm gonna have these big white tees on everywhere. Let me buy a new white tee.
Listen.
Dang.
That's a lot.
Because everything you own, that's a lot of stuff. I have 8 file cabinets of pictures alone.
You
like,
just
I
a hoarder.
Can't.
That's too much.
Well, I've heard this before.
I told you, Android, you need to give me some of your stuff.
No,
I have a bucket. So I used to always say I was going to meet my dad when I was younger. I have homework from the 3rd grade. Like, I have this big bucket of stuff that I was like, if I ever meet him, he has to go through. And I do know him now. So when he gets out of the feds, he promised that he's going to sit down and go through
it. Can't put the camera on me.
Oh, God.
So this is, but he said he's going to go through and I have the homework.
Wait,
I have everything.
Send it to him? I mean, send it to him.
Oh,
Because he wants to be there with them, right?
Because I'm going to be there with him and he's going to take me to get ice cream and we're going to the park. We got plans. You know what I'm saying?
Is this for real?
No, I'm dead ass serious.
So everybody's okay with her saying as soon as he get out the fence, nobody else? Okay, cool. That's what's up.
Wait, what time your daddy will go to jail? Because my daddy had went to jail.
This is the crazy part, which you're not even going to believe. He was pardoned by Trump to get out. They had him send
all his stuff. Your daddy was pardoned by Trump?
And then they had, at the last minute, they had him send all his stuff home. He was coming home. And then they had to choose one more person, and they went with somebody. I can't do the full details, but somebody else. And then he didn't get out. And then you can't send his stuff back. But he thought he was coming home and everything. Because it was, they conspiracized against him. They paid off a lot of people for false testimony and stuff. So, yeah. So he was supposed to be out. But so hopefully he'll be here soon. But he got a lot of shit. So I just can't be walking around the streets with that. It's too important.
It's a lot.
I'm happy for you. I'm actually glad he's going to get to look at your 3rd grade pictures and stuff. That's
yeah, I'm excited.
I like it. It's cute.
I'm also thinking about like walking around with the sex toys we have.
Oh,
we got a lot. I was telling them earlier about like the vibrating butt plug and the nipple clamps and the suction nipple clamps.
About to say, hell, with messing with me, that's the only thing I'm taking.
Oh, funky ass. Yeah. They got no new drawers. You just got a butt plug.
But it vibrates.
And got lights on.
Not just any butt plug. Got a remote.
That's a massager, girl.
We homeless as fuck. We homeless as fuck still bragging. But the speaker's Bose, bitch. Don't play with me. But you homeless. So the fuck what? I like nature.
My shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. All I think, I need to have a talk with your mother immediately.
It's her fault.
There's a lot of shit going on right now. We need to talk. I need Val on the phone. Stack.
Could you imagine being another bum next to them and hearing them vibrating like they got the butt plugs out again? That whole tent. Like they had it again.
At what point in a homeless, like, path do you just say fuck it and like just like would you just pee on yourself?
Mm. I think that's more of a mental.
Yeah, that's a mental and substance abuse issue. That's not just a person in their right mind. And
if I'm cold and I don't feel like getting up, guess what's gonna happen?
You can pee in the bottle though.
I hate you.
You'll be even colder.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you can pee in the
bottle. I've been too lazy to get out the shower to pee. I peed on her.
Well, then you need to get some pull-ups and quit playing.
Depends. With the buying stuff every 2 days, does that mean why do I need new things? Am I homeless too? So I have to like buy the bare minimum every 2 days or just...
Well, that's a good question.
Yeah. Like, I got to buy deodorant every 2 days. I got to buy a toothpaste every 2 days.
Because I would just run it out until it was done.
Yeah. Well, I mean, obviously, you have to be homeless. This one was suggested. So, this one, obviously, you would have to be homeless or, you know, bouncing from place to place or something like that. You don't have storage, obviously, if you have to take your possessions with you. You don't have a place to store.
So I either have all my stuff or I live in my house and I just buy stuff every 2 days?
Yes.
Do I just throw it away after 2 days?
Wait. So you're homeless in both situations or just one situation? Or neither situation?
The homeless situation, you got all your shit. The 2 days, you're still at home.
Wait, I thought you didn't have to be homeless. You just had to carry your stuff with you everywhere.
Yeah, like when you leave the house, you just pack up all your cars. Like, I'm on my way to ADD.
So is that the situation or no?
No. So in the first situation, you are homeless. In the second situation... Okay. You are homeless as well. Oh. It's just you're deciding if you want to carry all of your possessions with you or you want to buy them as needed. It's not necessarily every 2 days. It's as needed. But you need new deodorant. Now you got to keep that on you at all times. Or you just use it.
But if you're buying shit all like that and you just save your money, you won't be homeless no more. So that's why you're homeless. You keep buying shit every other day.
The deodorant costs $5. I don't think that's the reason that's holding you back from getting that new apartment.
But then sex toys is expensive.
Those are just coming with us. We had already purchased them. Send them my personal business.
I got those before I went broke.
I think you stay out of my business.
But then the other thing is you didn't factor in is you got to like find security for your carts. Like if you go into a store, you go, you go to sleep. You got to get secure. Like, how do you secure your cars?
You put the tarp over it with a rope. And then you do that, and then you put a chain on it. I see that. I used to live downtown.
You got to do that every single time.
Yeah. You have to park your car every time?
You got to chain up your bike.
You have to chain up your bike. You got to park your car. You got to do all that other stuff.
I know, but that's a beep.
Well, this is
hilarious. Cart number one.
You actually need it clean until you need something out of it.
Right.
Reach to the little side of the cart. You might not even got to get, unlock the cart.
You know where your stuff is. You know where it is.
You have a proper organization system.
Yes. Your most important stuff in the seat part. This is what you need right
your
here.
Your stuff
and everything
is
else.
Gone, okay?
Gone. When have you ever dug in a homeless person basket? This should be staying there.
But I also have not been homeless with them, so
that's
I assume
true.
If
that's
I was
still
homeless
from each other.
Yeah, it's other homeless people. Like, yeah. They
y'all ever
been
driving and shit like
that? It's the one in the middle. The plug's underneath the fucking food.
The voice, though. I don't know why I feel like homeless people all sound the same.
It's the one in the middle.
I don't know why they sound like that.
You ever been driving and see underpants? No, it's probably just me. Fuck it. I ain't gonna even ask somebody.
I've probably seen it.
I think I'm gonna like go with buying stuff every day. So I could be the fly's homeless bitch.
Yeah.
I'm like, that bitch got money and she just...
She just want to stunt on us?
Yeah. Every day I got new shit. Yeah.
Stunt on
a
homeless bitch it was that you're a part of?
Yeah.
A community you're a part of?
I'm trying to stand up. Remember I told you earlier I want to be the best?
Yeah.
You got to set yourself apart. You can't be like everybody else.
I saw it was a video online. It was a guy, he like lived on an underpass. Ooh. And he had the toilet, he had the washer and dryer.
He had the hot tub. Remember, he had the hot tub. He had a guest room. He had a guest room.
I feel like it was real. I just feel like it was one of those things where like he just, maybe he got put out and he was still new.
He was new to
homes? He's been there for years. He's just been collecting stuff over years. He's been there for years. And he's been on several
and
different
at this
documentaries.
Point, he probably has like the respect of the community. Yeah. And they're like, we ain't gonna mess with
him.
He
got a guest room, yo. This shit is nice. He got the refrigerator. They got the everything. And
whose electricity does he use?
He's tapping into the cities.
To the cities.
He like, on the ground, on the sidewalk, they had that one little rectangle that you can like that's what the city's workers go in, yep, and like adjust the power or like what? Replace them.
It's
so I'm
nice
pretty sure they
too
just tap into that.
Oh, that's probably.
And some of them right have generators because right during the pandemic, homelessness got real bad. They had the barbecue grill. One dude had a full blown refrigerator out there, full because you know they was giving out the food stamps card, $800 a month. Like they had the grills, the refrigerators, the everything, and they had generators. It was popping. Yes. It be lit. I used to live downtown. They big kick it.
Yeah, they be having issues. Wow.
They be having block parties and all types
like,
of stuff.
Oh, they got a charger over there because they be on their phone and shit.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn.
They asked me for some cash. I ain't had no cash on it. He's like, you can cash at me. First
yeah,
of all,
yeah, no, absolutely
it
not.
Wait, wait a second. Where did you get this from? Let's talk about it. They really would take cash at now. Yep. All of that type of shit. They, hey, man, I ain't mad at it. Get your money, player.
Okay. Yes.
Damn. Roll on on. I just went into the Twista song.
Stupid.
I don't know, man.
Wait, what was the topic? The
new stuff or all your carts?
Yeah. Oh. New stuff.
Yeah.
No, I don't know if I want to do that. Because that means you got to always pay for stuff all the time.
Yeah.
Every day.
And you
got to
go to the store and pay for it. And then you got to deal with people looking at you. So
wow,
you
way. You
look
fresh to death every day. They,
do
they
you
look
do?
At me
do,
for,
you, do you do? You still sleeping on the ground. You still sleeping on the ground.
Right. And you still smell like ass.
Right. Your brand new shirt got a shit on the back of it. No.
I was just about to say, just don't even look at that dirt on this new shirt. Just know it's new. The tag's still on it.
She come in here fresh every day, but stank.
Fresh and stank. You can get a bottle of water and some soap and wash.
Exactly.
Come on.
I've done that on the side of my car. You don't run them clothes back a couple days, then it's like you but like buying soap or you buying like you buying something different.
Something different.
So it's not even. Man, I want new stuff.
Yeah.
I want new stuff.
Fuck it, I'm gonna ask y'all. Y'all like never pass like an overpass or underpass or like a little area when you was driving somewhere. You'd be like, this is where I would camp
yes,
out.
Yes, all the time.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, I thought it was just me. Oh, no. Shit. Okay.
I just said this the other day. I was like, if I ever get homeless, I would like for somebody to deport me to Jamaica, even though I'm not from there. I don't know what the word's called, but please send me there because I will live my best homeless life.
I'll be on the beach.
It's like fruit trees everywhere. I just take a mango. I ain't never going to be hungry. That's the best homeless life ever. I'm going to the Caribbean. Yeah. Somebody send me there.
No, it'd be like that. And I'd be like, I always like have a layout plan and like I would decorate my boxes and I would have the tent and all this because I'm like if you don't have a tent you're double homeless you know what I'm saying like you're homeless but you just think of everything
elements
you would do and you I would get a dog because you got to have security like it would be a lot of stuff definitely roach traps because them big ass roaches out there like
hey,
you always
yeah,
where you gonna get all this stuff from roach traps
Home
yeah
Depot.
$1 Dollar Tree you'd be decked out
see, I do not got have a I may be broke escape plan a bitch is gonna be out bad okay
okay
I do not think about where I'm going to camp. I don't think about having a dog or roach trap, bitch. No. Okay.
I mean,
I never thought about that. Like the roach
and all that stuff. So, but
sleeping outside, I'm like, that is not an option.
We've been camping once since she moved out here, and we have never gone back.
We was on the double thick air mattresses in like a five-person tent.
We put lie down first to keep the
y'all was fancy camping.
What? That was glamping.
I grew up camping. We just slept on the
powder.
I stood off to the side and watched him settle. I don't know what was happening.
Because the people we were camping with, they told us to do it, so we put the lie down first. Then we put the tarp down, and then we put the tent on it. We had like an 8-person tent for 3 of us. We had the double layer air mattress, so it's like you sleeping on the box spring
and
the air mattress.
That's cheating at camping.
Okay. I'm not prepared to sleep on the street.
Y'all are
cheating. I'm not prepared. I feel like I don't have enough survival.
See, I used to go to survival camp. I'm from Seattle. We're outdoors people.
Survival camp?
Yeah, they drop you on cigarettes
and stuff on ice.
Wow.
I didn't care.
Tanisha Buss, your life is
so
fascinating.
It is. I can turn salt water into fresh water with a stick and 2 bags in the sun. Like,
zombie apocalypse. She don't
have to. I have the bags at the house. I teach disaster preparedness in Seattle. Like, in Washington, you grow up like that. I used to rock climb, bridge jump, like all these things. Like, I
there's definitely a white side coming out.
Yeah, definitely.
Love it. I'm with you.
Start a fire.
Right.
I went on a camping trip with a whole bunch of dudes. Nobody knew how to make the fire but me. I'm out there chopping wood, putting it in. I'm like, this is crazy that y'all niggas don't know how to do this.
That's crazy. Remember all definitely went camping. Mm-hmm. Tahir was the only one that was trying to make a fire out of, what did you do? Rub, and it worked. It was like smoking. I was like, look at you. Mm-hmm. You gonna make it out here. Not me.
I set up the tents and all of that.
Not me.
I don't ever want to feel like I'm ill-equipped or something. So anything I feel like is questionable, I'm going to research and learn how to do it. And that's how I learned how to do the fire.
Happy work
partners.
And you
partners. Was over there for
an
hour, okay?
You got it.
It wasn't the right wood, and I didn't have any chemicals. Like, I couldn't, like, once so I got
know,
the smoke
I was, like, cracking up because somebody else was just, it was some smokers with us, so they just lit it with their lighter. He over here like, no, I'm going to do this. It was, like, an hour, okay? And I was like, I believe you. I'm going to wait till he get his fire lit. And I think we had some s'more stuff. I started eating s'more stuff. I'm like, I don't know if you don't get it.
You gotta have a little dry.
You just raw-mouthed marshmallows.
I gotta go, though.
Good job, babe. You made me so proud.
I love it. Okay. Yes.
All right, let's put it to a vote. What y'all gonna do out here? What would y'all going with? Walking around with all your possessions, or are you buying them as needed?
Man, I'm buying them as needed. Yeah. Okay. I'm adding a whole bunch of trash to the earth.
All right. Anybody else?
Yeah, I'm buying mine.
Buying as needed?
I'm as needed.
Yeah, I'm waste. I'm taking my shit with me. What you?
Same.
Mine is needed.
Yep.
I'm taking my shit with me. Fuck that. I'm gonna throw away my shoes. All that shit.
You know I don't
I have my shoes and won't have no clothes and won't have no food. But you I know these shoes, bitch. Heat check. I'm out here, nigga.
Dusty smelling like ass, but heat check.
And your hats. You got some shoes.
I got rid of the hats. I got rid of all my fedoras and all of that shit. But the shoes, bitch, I'm
good.
You're
gonna need them out there stomping them roaches. Get on.
Right. Disrespectful. We're gonna jump into this last topic right after this. Last topic of the day, we have one or the other. Celebrate Christmas versus your birthday.
You can only pick one.
Only pick one
for the rest of your life.
Rest of your life.
Mm-hmm. Birthday, all day, every day. The reason why this, because I'm Jesus' birthday. How come he get a party and I don't? You know what I'm saying? And on your birthday.
He died for your sins.
He did this little thing called sacrifice.
But he died for my sins, so he want me to celebrate because he's not even here for it.
You know what I'm saying?
And on your birthday, you get gifts. On Christmas, you got to give other people gifts. It's a lot of stress. Like, I want it to be about me. Like, everything is about me on my birthday. Turn up. You get to have a party. You get to go out. You get to drink. You leave your kids at the house. Christmas is about the kids.
And you get to be the focus.
Wait, is this every day or this is just one day a year still?
Not like one day a year. You only get to celebrate one or the other.
It's your birthday.
So then what are you doing like during like Christmas, let's say?
Christmas doesn't
exist. It's gone.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah. Jehovah's Witness. You're out of here.
Gonna be like, I'm the only one like.
But they don't celebrate birthdays either, though.
No, I know. My mom was Jehovah's Witness, but she sent us to Christian camp. So we weren't able, like, we got to celebrate, but my mom didn't participate. Like, we had birthday parties. She wouldn't sing happy birthday. We got Christmas,
so she's
but
like,
she wouldn't wrap the
gifts. This is my religion. I'm not going to force it on my kids, basically. Okay. Yeah. That's dope.
Well, the Christian camp was free, nice. So that's actually.
Also,
that's,
she didn't bother with y'all.
Why? At the UGM.
I mean, she wanted you well-rounded.
Yeah.
That's what happened, actually.
That's funny. But think about it like this. So you celebrate your birthday. There's no Christmas. What if like nobody wanted to like do anything with you that day? Like, they're too busy. So it's just you.
It's
by
your birthday though. Like people gonna fuck. People like birthday shows are the one shows that you can always, as a comedian, guarantee people gonna come out to. People are going to always celebrate your life. So I don't think you have to worry about that as much.
Okay. Even strangers. If you go to the bar, it's my birthday, that's free shots. Everybody's singing, they turning up. Mm-hmm. Go to the restaurant, the waiters come out. People love other people's birthdays. Yeah. When it's strangers' birthdays and you be out, you be participating. Ah, shots.
Happy birthday for your table.
Yeah.
I was also thinking like on Christmas, so you might drink a little bit, like some eggnog and shit like that, but you ain't getting fucked up on like Christmas like that. You getting fucked up on your birthday.
Yeah.
Bring all the drugs. We getting fucked up tonight. Okay?
This is so fun.
I don't know. I get fucked up on Christmas.
You get fucked up on Christmas?
I was like,
that's a problem. The Hennessy eggnog would be good.
I mean, Christmas,
you almost got
we do get turned up. You get to celebrate with people. Like, is everybody enjoying it together?
I do the same thing on my birthday.
And the holiday season, like, sharing in that spirit with everybody. I don't know. I'm a little torn. I'm just going to say the first
Christmas themed birthday party.
You say what?
Christmas don't exist. Christmas-themed birthday party.
Christmas is a thing if you have birthdays.
If you choose your birthday, then Christmas is just like not a thing.
Okay.
Your birthday's gone if you choose Christmas, and Christmas is gone if you choose your birthday.
And then if your birthday is like your birthday on Tuesday, like that ain't gonna be much of a turn up.
But it's
Christmas be on the Monday too, though.
But Christmas doesn't matter what day of Christmas is. Ain't nobody working.
All right, so you get the days off with Christmas. You still get the days off.
Unless you work at Del Taco.
No way it's going to work.
That's a fact.
But you still got it. Yeah. Okay. I don't know.
But your birthday changes. Sometimes it's on the weekend. Sometimes it's during the week. It's like.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. So sometimes it's a cool, like everybody celebrate with you. It's fun. It's the weekend. And then next year it's on Tuesday. Like it's not.
Taco Tuesday.
I think I'm cool with that because if it's your birthday on a Tuesday, sometimes I don't want to celebrate my birthday. There's been years where I'm like, this year I'm not feeling it. So if it's on a Tuesday, I can be like, all right, we can chill this year. Christmas, you ain't got it. You can't like opt out of Christmas because everybody want to celebrate it, especially and if it's you in a household with a
Christmas
family.
Christmas can be way more expensive than your birthday because Christmas has so many accessories attached to it. You got the Christmas tree, you got the decorations, you got the lights. People taking flights and all that type of shit. Most people still do that. Most people still do that shit for Christmas though.
I would still say Christmas because of the collective enjoyment of the holiday. Like, it's not just about you. I have a family. I'm not an orphan to hear. I'm sorry.
My family love her.
But not even just being around family, because there's been years where we're like, we don't feel like dealing with anybody this Christmas. Right. And we just choose not to.
Yeah.
But the Christmas spirit and that energy, because it's shared, is still there.
Yeah, well, like Christmas carols or the TV shows, movies, Christmas songs. Oh, they're gonna be
They got birthday songs. They got birthday movies. They got all. They got all this shit. And this is the big difference right here. Your birthday, whoever you invite is coming. Christmas, you got to be around family. You can't stand. Cousins get on your nerves. You want to sock your sister in the face. Like, it's shit. It's a lot.
Look, that's a you problem because I feel no pressure to be around anyone.
I will say that.
I do exactly what I want to do.
On the music tip, though, like, aside from Stevie Wonder's Happy Birthday, like, Happy Birthday is getting smoked by the Christmas songs, though.
Yeah. It's your birthday. Say we don't buy.
Fuck it up if it's your birthday.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty. Come on.
Say, hang on the mistletoe. I'm gonna get to know you better.
Look at her face.
On your birthday. Kiss
my ass, Candace.
All I want to hear is Uncle Luke. It's your birthday. It's your birthday. El Leo. It's your birthday. Hey, birthday. Yes.
We need a Christmas song like that.
Yeah.
It's Christmas. It's Christmas.
Go, Jesus. It's your birthday. Go, Jesus.
All we got is what? Santa don't come to the ghetto.
Santa Claus.
Oh, God.
It's coming to the ghetto. Hey, that shit is fire, though.
Mariah Carey has the number one Christmas song. So,
and it's fire, though.
It is.
It's fire.
It's you.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's just, with the vocals.
Yeah.
Come through.
They don't make you feel something in your loins.
Christmas is automatically guaranteed to have some slapping ass food, too.
Yes,
you're going to have the dressings, you're going to have the mac and cheese, you're going to have the turkey, and you got leftovers. Ain't nobody really keeping no leftovers on their birthday, though. Birthday leftovers like slapping
also,
like Christmas leftovers.
Also, I can do without those Christmas foods. I'd be one, like, give me a crab boil.
Oh, I do a really good vegan gumbo for Christmas.
I don't need no dressing. Ooh. I don't need this little turkey and this ham.
But sometimes people only make gumbo for Christmas. Well, I make a vegan gumbo, but a lot of times people only get gumbo around Christmas.
The fuck is in a vegan gumbo?
Oh my God, ask Tony. I made some for Tony and them guys.
What's in a vegan
gumbo? It's got four different types of vegan sausages, soy-free, vegan shrimp, soy-free. It has the okra. It has everything that it has.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Oh, no, it's good.
I thought it was just like
tofu cut in the shape
of the shrimp. I don't use tofu. Everything's good. And even to get the crab take, I take a big oyster mushroom. I shred it. Ooh. I bake it in Old Bay and butter and then saute it and add it so it tastes like the pool crab. Baby. Mama could cook.
Okay. Yeah. So that sounds real good. On my calendar,
I make it for Christmas. I made some for Tony for his birthday. And and jambalaya, I can make all the, oh, man.
Okay.
Ooh, that sounds good. So,
I like it.
But I could also make it for my birthday. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
You can eat your birthday.
I know.
It's leaning to a birthday just because, one, the ability to choose the people that you're around versus like Christmas, you're supposed to be around all your family, and also the gifts part, like everybody gifting you versus you having to give people too, like, and that's hella selfish, but it's also like, man,
it's your one day, yeah,
it's your birthday.
And also, I have friends that are from different religions that don't celebrate. So the birthday, there's other religions that outside of Jehovah's Witness that do celebrate birthdays, my Hanukkah friends and everybody, so they can celebrate my birthday, but they're not celebrating Christmas with me. You know what I'm saying? So I want to be able to include everybody.
Wouldn't birthday be equally as expensive as just spread out throughout the year? Because you still celebrating all these birthdays. It's not just yours that's being celebrated.
That is true.
You
other
got
people's birthdays.
Everybody else's. And at Christmas, it's like one big gift dump. And people already know that they not on your gift list for Christmas, but they know to expect something from you for your birthday.
How many people you buy gifts for this year for their birthday?
Oh, I did tons of gift cards and whatnot. What are you talking about?
Exactly. Yes, and then them drinks get expensive. Gift, you buying a drink every day
so
at
what?
A different
anywhere
birthday.
But
if
you say from 20, but it's it all adds it adds up. Up.
But I do have to say, at our big age, the gift now is when people just come to your party.
Absolutely.
I didn't expect anything, but you know, when people show up, that's the gift now, that time, especially with everybody being busy. Yeah.
Wait,
so.
But hold on. When y'all go to people's like birthday, obviously we don't be getting gifts like that. Do you at least like buy them a drink or like buy them and put it on the bill?
You don't come completely empty-handed.
It adds up over there because now basically you celebrating everybody's birthday because there is no Christmas, right? So all of that money put together, all them drinks,
spread out though. That's the regular bills. I don't need one big ass.
I don't know enough people where I'm celebrating a birthday every day. Or even every week. I don't know that many people where I'm celebrating a birthday every week.
Wow.
So
it's like you've blanked on like the last few months. It's been a birthday party or something every few days. And I'm like, can people just stop being born?
I don't be celebrating with everybody. You got this happy birthday text, but I ain't
kicking
with everybody.
I want to be there, but I physically cannot make it because I had 8 other parties last week. Like, please forgive my absence.
I'm not celebrating everybody's birthday, just like you don't get everybody a Christmas present.
Yeah, well, but so many people, most of your friends already know that they're not on the Christmas gift list.
They don't expect anything from you.
Yes.
But at least if it's your birthday, you expect your friends to come to your party. You expect them to be there.
I came and I brought pizza.
What is this?
I always show it to people birthday with liquor. I showed it to yours. We was getting toe up.
But yeah, we got litty lit.
I don't know.
I would say I would miss my birthday if I didn't celebrate it, because every year the only thing I want is my Baskin Robbins ice cream cake. It's like white cake with pralines and cream. That's all I want every year. I don't care what kind of thing you put on top of it. I've been getting that same ice cream cake my whole life. And I'd be waiting for my birthday. I'd be like, y'all already know what cake to get me. Somebody better get it.
You brat.
And we didn't even think about this. With traveling. Christmas tickets are always high. You try to travel home for the holidays or take a vacation for the holidays. It's always high. But birthdays, you know, there's no specific day that is recognized as a birthday and it's not big and promoted like that. Then you could fly somewhere for way cheaper on your
March
birthday
15th.
Than you can through around Christmas time. Like, traveling is way better, too.
But you having time off. Is
motherfucker be responsible and save your Christmas? I mean, save your vacation.
But no, I'm saying even for people with families, it's like with kids, it's like, oh, this is like the built-in vacation time because I can't celebrate my birthday and just disappear.
Who said it? Who said?
I mean,
who said?
We
grandma
do.
House?
I'm speaking for the other people.
Grandma house, cousin house, sister house, daddy house.
We do that, but I'm speaking for the other people. Don't have it like that.
I had my daughter 2 months before my birthday and left. Got drunk, had to call the people and see how much liquor I could before I could breastfeed her, and she was drunk. I called her, she was like, the baby drunk. The baby drunk.
Was she really?
This is a true story. Because it's like, I'm not about to...
You just got here.
Yeah, like, it's still my day. And I got tore up, and I called the nurse hotline, and I was like, how many hours do I have to wait? And they said the rule of thumb is if you can drive, you can drink. And I told the lady, you don't know my drinking history. I need another rule of thumb. She was like, it should be while. So I did one pump, got rid of it, fed the baby, and then I called John Cia because she slept for like 32 hours.
The baby did?
Yeah, no, Bean. The baby. Well, I was
hilarious.
She's drunk.
I know my pediatrician gave
that tequila milk.
It's based on your a level of drunkenness. She was like, I would never tell a mom to throw her milk away. But if like she was like, but if you at blackout stage, then that's what your baby is at. She's like, you know how much liquor you could take. So whatever you feeling, just know that determines whether you should feed your child your milk or not. Yeah. So you was lit.
Okay. Yeah. So you should have pumped like 8 times before you.
Ain't nobody wasting all that milk.
You get this milk.
Right, so what we going with? What we doing?
Ooh, this is hard.
Christmas or your birthday?
Birthday.
Okay.
I think I was gonna say birthday, but now I think I'm gonna change to Christmas. Boom. And here's why. Because there's a nostalgia that I get the season around Christmas that is inexplicable almost. There's like, I don't know, on the East Coast. I'm sure you guys all know, like there's the bite in the air, the winter air, there's gingerbread and peppermint. And like, there's just all these things that like, for
cinnamon
me, kind of, I relate to the season, right? Not just the day of Christmas.
Yeah.
And I would miss that. And my birthday is in December. So I feel like, you know, I could throw that away and be like, all right. I'm a giver, too. Yeah. And I like giving gifts. I like people to be happy because I bless them with something or whatever. Yeah. So I think I'm going to stay with Christmas.
Okay, Christmas.
Mm-hmm. I switched.
I'm going to go with Christmas because my daughter was born 2 days before my birthday. So I don't have no birthday no more. So
shit already canceled.
That's fair.
Right.
Hey, what you going with?
I'm going with Christmas because of the whole season and the collective experience of it. Like, you know, if I choose to be in it with everybody else, I can do that. If I choose to be out of it, then I can do that as well. So,
yeah. Goof ass, I'm going birthday this bitch. You know what I mean? It's your birthday.
Whatever. All you want for your birthday.
I just started celebrating
my birthday, so I ain't even gonna get that shit up right now. Three birthdays in.
Nigga, you 3 years old. We need to be doing that.
Christmas has it on that way, but shout out to the birthday people. If it's your birthday today, happy birthday to you, man.
Happy birthday.
Shout out to our special guests in the house, man. We got Farron Moore, we got Candace Renee, we got Kenesha Buss, and shout out to OG Squad. We got May Scoop and Tahir Moore, man. Thank you guys so much for watching. We appreciate you. We'll see you on the next episode of Squadcast Versus. Peace, guys.
Bye.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.